But what about the fish? Well, what about fish? Well, some people say, well, you know, sashimi is the name given to the Japanese-inspired practice of eating raw fish and or the raw fish itself. And some have wondered if this practice sort of, you know, countermands many of the arguments that I made in this lecture. Well, no. The answer is no. Why do I say that? First of all, this is actual sashimi, okay? Brown bears who are true omnivores get 70% of their calories from plant foods. These animals eat raw fish in its actual natural unaltered form. They catch live wriggling fish, rip them apart and consume them, bones and all. That's real sashimi. For humans, that practice would be absolutely repulsive and also dangerous because you get bones lodged in your throat and you'd end up killing yourself. Let's look at what we do. When humans eat raw fish, it bears no resemblance to the actual animal it came from. As typical for ingested animal flesh, the fish is also bled, skinned, and cut into smooth-edged, hand-sized objects. And it's usually eaten accompanied by plant foods and products such as soy sauce, ginger, rice, and wasabi to make it more palatable. And visually, it actually still mimics plant parts. We make it look like fruit. So again, we're still doing the same thing. And then this begs the question, is eating fish even healthy for human beings? Watch this short video by Dr. Michael Greger from nutritionfacts.org.
These data on BMAA neurotoxin concentrations in animals in South Florida waters indicate that the situation in Guam is not unique. It looks like BMAA could be found in high concentrations in aquatic animals in many areas of the world. This could explain ALS clustering around lakes in New Hampshire, up to 25 times the expected rate of ALS, with some families eating fish several times a week. Or in Wisconsin, where the most significant ALS risk factor was the past consumption of fish out of Lake Michigan, or clustering in Finland's Lakeland District, or maybe seafood eaters in France or around the Baltic Sea, building up, particularly in fish, mussels, and oysters. When I think algae blooms, I think the Chesapeake Bay, near where I live, that gets choked off thanks in part to the poultry industry pollution. And indeed, there was a recent report linking BMAA exposure to ALS in Maryland. ALS victims living within a half mile of each other raised some eyebrows at the Hopkins ALS Center. The victims each ate Chesapeake Bay blue crabs every week, and so they tested a few, and two out of the three crabs tested positive for BMAA, indicating that the neurotoxin is present in the aquatic food chain of the Chesapeake Bay and a potential route for human exposure. To bring the story full circle, things in Guam are looking up. The ALS epidemic there may have been triggered by their acquisition of guns. But now the epidemic appears to be over thanks to the near extinction of fruit bats due to overhunting. But while the rates decline in Guam, neurodegenerative diseases like ALS around the rest of the world are on the rise. It's plausible that humans have been exposed to some level of BMAA through our evolutionary history, but the increase in algae blooms as a result of human activities is probably increasing this exposure. There's a general consensus that harmful algal blooms are increasing worldwide thanks in part to industrialized agriculture. More people means more sewage, fertilizer, manure, which may mean more algae, which may mean more exposure to this neurotoxin, leading to a possible increased incidence of neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and ALS. BMAA is a strong contender as the cause of, or at least a major contributor to the cause of both endemic and sporadic ALS and Alzheimer's disease, and possibly conferring risk for Parkinson's disease as well. The ramifications of this discovery are enormous. With substantial and ever-growing evidence that BMAA does play a role in the onset and progression of neurodegenerative diseases, the most important question is, what mode of activity does BMAA exert? What? No, it's not. The most important question is, how do we reduce our risk? We know that the presence of BMAA in aquatic food chains could be a significant human health hazard. There may even be a synergistic toxicity between mercury and BMAA, making certain fish even riskier. Until more is known about the possible link of BMAA to Alzheimer's and ALS, it may be prudent to limit exposure of BMAA in the human diet.
And this is just to show you guys that fish and other aquatic animals are some of the most toxin and parasite-laden tissue you can put in your body. She's pulling out tapeworms from fish. And this goes for wild-caught as well as farm-raised. This is, it's not healthy. It is filled with parasites. It's again heavily laden with toxins and heavy metals. It is absolutely not healthy to eat.